It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Governor Gavin Newsom is urging cities and counties to clear homeless encampments. Today, the governor released an ordinance that he says local governments can adopt to prohibit those camps. So, Phil, are cities likely to go along with this?
Some will and some aren't, and that's what the governor is trying to deal with. Here's the story. Today he was handing out $3.3 billion of taxpayer-approved bond money to, you know, fight homelessness, you know, with new housing and beds for shelter beds and such like that. And it's going to actually apply for get you about 5,000 treatment beds and 21,800 walk-in visits for people. We can get them in their walk-in treatment. But, you know, we have a homeless population of 187,000. So, Steve, that's do the math. This is barely a dent in it. What we have, though, is cities are divided about what to do about the homeless, especially the tent encampments. The governor himself has been out up and down the highways of California the last couple of years cleaning up the encampments. And in fact, the ordinance that he's suggesting that cities and counties adopt is basically the Caltrans policy about, you know, not sleeping or you know, in public spaces and such. But I got to tell you, you know, in San Francisco, they've actually gotten rid of most of the tent encampments. You're hard-pressed to find them like we were just a couple of years ago. That's because of constant pressure by the police and the social services and a whole lot of money, like $1 billion a year. But and San Jose is talking about, you know, possibly making it against the law. If you say no to housing three times in 18 months, they can cite you for trespassing. We'll see how that goes. But a lot of places, especially Los Angeles, they're not doing that much. And it's really getting to be a very visible problem. And when Gavin Newsom has a visible problem, that makes it a national problem. And so he's saying clean it up. It's not his first time. We'll see if this one takes.
Phil, you've been around the game a long time. You're very good at reading between the lines. Was today's announcement more about policy? Was it about PR? Or I'll be a skeptic and throw out another P, presidential aspirations.
Paltry.
You know, you're tough on homeless. That plays well on the national stage.
Yeah, it did. And I think it would have played better a couple of years ago. But the fact of the matter is, California's got a quarter of the homeless. And, you know, and though the number hasn't gone up that much, only about 3% this last year, the rest of the country, it's gone up by 18%. You're still you're the biggest problem there is in the country. So one, policy, yes. Politics on this and the policing, yes. He's making an announcement, I'm giving money to this, but I expect some actions in return. The presidential, absolutely. I mean, he's not going to be able to run for anything. If anybody can run a camera up and down Highway 5 and see all the homeless encampments when you come to the cities, that's no way you're going to sell the rest of the country. I mean, you got to take care of business or you're going to be out of business.
You know, I wonder before I let you go, you know, listen, nobody wants tent encampments in their backyard. But what are we supposed to do with all the homeless people if they clear out the encampments? Is there room for them in shelters? What's the answer?
There is no room in the shelters. And I'll tell you one of the reasons why there's no room in shelters is because people, you don't want that encampment next to you. People don't want that shelter next to them either. A small city like San Francisco can maybe manage it with a lot of money and a lot of people out there pushing. But no, I don't see this as a solution that's easy, and I don't think the locals are going to be able to do this, but it just keeps going up because Gavin Newsom's gotten this on his plate, and money is not necessarily the answer, but he doesn't have a better answer at this point except for it. Let's get just real nice down to it. As Brooke Jenkins, the district attorney in San Francisco, said, maybe we're just going to make them they're going to feel uncomfortable, and maybe that makes them move on to somebody else's backyard.
All right. Always great insight from our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer. Phil will be on live again 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.